there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is hour two of the world of scuba diving.
The world of scuba diving, the world's first radio show devoted to the world of scuba diving.
Yes, I am Greg the Dive Master, just distracted because I was looking at some stuff online, our pictures at scubaradio.com.
I don't believe you admit to that.
What do you mean? I think I speak for every other red-blooded American male. And if you go to scubaradio.com...
Sorry, I was distracted from my national radio show because I was looking at pictures of girls on the internet.
No! No, I don't know.
It was not boats and fish you were looking at. That's pretty
But they were divers.
Yeah. Well, you know what? All you have to do is go to scubaradio.com, click on the photo page, you'll know what I'm talking about, okay? We'll leave it at that. Now, time to take care of some business. Then we're going to have a major announcement from our friends at Explorer Ventures. That's literally moments away. However, first, business. We must take care of some business here. Now, last week on the show, we mentioned a little giveaway thanks to our friends at Millfisher's Treasures. They gave us a $600 coin to give away to one lucky Scuba Radio listener who happened to enter there at scubaradio.com in the monthly giveaway.
I'm a little concerned about this prize because I do not believe, and I checked this out extensively this week, there is no unit of currency, a $600 coin. There's a dollar coin.
Yeah.
It's like those Susan B. Anthony's and then those presidential series of coins. No $600 coin.
Well, back in the 16th century, fleet of Spanish galleons and things like that, the wreck of the Atocha.
Oh, okay.
They do have
those.
They
minted a $600 coin.
That's what they're telling me.
All right, I believe
them. It's a real. I think it was probably worth like 2 cents back in the day. But now, with inflation, it's 600 bucks. And we have one to give away.
Compounding interest.
Now, Stacy is on the line. Stacy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Now,
are you getting better, Stacy?
Yeah,
getting a lot
fun.
Better now.
Now, Stacy, I see you're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, correct?
That's correct.
And what is your dive certification level?
Open water.
Great. Now, you entered at scubaradio.com. I'm taking it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here. I had Bill call you up because I wanted to personally call you and tell you that guess what? You didn't win. No, you did. You did win. You won. You got the coin.
Dun, da, da, da.
Yes. Congratulations. Hopefully that'll make your day just slightly brighter. How about that?
Thank you.
And if you need anyone to back you up, if you want to like mount it into a little, chain that you can wear around your neck, I'll back you up and say you found it on one of your last dives.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because that's what I'll tell people.
Exactly. You just lie.
Hold
that's
on,
all
though.
You have to do.
Where was your last dive, Stacy?
My last dive was in Bonaire.
Okay, well, then you could have found it in Bonaire. Could have happened.
Sure.
Yep. There's no way that's completely out of the realm of possibility. If you said, my last dive was in a quarry a half a mile from my house, I think people would perhaps...
They might doubt me, but yeah. No, since I was in Bonaire, or I could wait and tell them because we're going to go to Panama.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice.
And actually, you know what? If you were in a quarry, this is the story you could use. Like, hey, it fell off my dive buddy's neck, and I loser's keepers.
That's right. You know? He found it
loser's
somewhere.
He might have turned his hair off and... Give me the chain, or you're not coming up.
That's right.
All right. That's what we do here at Scuba Radio is give people ideas that can come back to haunt us and probably get us thrown in jail.
But, wow.
Where FCC. Are you guys on the radio?
We're everywhere.
Everywhere.
We find you, Stacy.
Scubaradio.com. It lists all of our affiliates right there. Scubaradio.com. And more importantly, we find you.
That's exactly.
She was a little frightened when I called.
She didn't believe it, did she?
Well, it's not that she didn't believe it. I didn't tell her why we were calling. I said, hey, lady, it's
it's Bill from Scuba Radio, and we want to talk to you. Okay, man? And she didn't believe me.
Yeah.
Actually, the same thing happened when we called Clay McCardle.
I'm sure. Good point. And he's on the other line. So let's move ahead. Stacy, your coin, we'll get it out in the mail to you soon. Congratulations. And if you didn't win this week, fear not.
It's going to be in a plain white envelope. And if there's nothing in it, screw you.
No,
sorry,
it
came out in the
true.
Mail.
No, it'll be there.
Yeah, we got more stuff to give away, so make sure you get in on the, get your name, address, and phone number registered there at the monthly Scuba Radio giveaway right there at scubaradio.com.
Oh, and just so you know, if you are named Jeff from Portland, or if you're named Janice from South Bay, New York, or if you are Rick from Tampa, you really did lose.
You're runner-up.
No, there's no second place.
No. Well,
there are only winners,
but
and
the good news
those
is,
people who are losers.
They still have a chance to win next time. And we have a ton of stuff to give away over the next few weeks, so trust me, if you have not gotten in on the monthly giveaway and filled out the entry form, you need to do so, because the prizes are going to just keep getting bigger, better,
bigger than a $600 coin.
Yeah, in size, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
We'll see.
Those three are still losers.
Okay, big announcement from our friends at Explorer Ventures this week. I don't know if it happened to coincide with Earth Day, but my buddy Clay, I'm starting to think maybe we need to call him Clayman, because he was going to wear a cape today when he came on the radio, but he said his dog ate it. Is that right, Clay?
That's exactly right. You know, I beat her, but it it didn't do any good.
He beat her dog. He beat his dog. I couldn't get the cape out of him.
Well, he seems more likable every time we talk to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, the dog's sitting there looking at me going, I don't remember that. When did that happen?
All right, so he had to ditch the cape, but he's wearing a mask for the radio. Thank God bless him. So, you know, Clayman, maybe that's, I don't know. We'll see if that sticks there, Clay.
It's been used before, but that's okay.
All right, fair enough. But you are kind of like a superhero this week because... You know, Explorer Ventures, you guys got together, you've announced a new itinerary, and I'm going to let you share the joy there, Clay.
Well, we just announced, actually, we beat Earth Day by a couple days, but
okay.
But we just announced our new boat in the Maldives, coming
Maldives.
Up in February 2011.
Excellent. So, as a matter of fact, they had a little contest. They had people try to guess which itinerary, where would be the next Explorer Ventures live aboard, contacted the winner on that, and
we contacted the winner. It was a lady from Ontario, Canada, and she's going to be going down to the Maldives next spring for getting a free trip on the boat.
Awesome. All right, now I hate to sound like I don't really know where every place on the planet is, but where in the great googly moogly are the Maldives?
Well, it's like the Mall of Diving.
Well, I suppose that's a way to look at it.
Well, if you take off from India and you go pretty much southwest and you don't run out of gas first, you'll probably hit them.
Okay.
So between India and Australia.
Roughly, yeah.
Okay.
You could say that.
In the ocean.
Indian Ocean.
Is it in the Indian Ocean?
It is.
Oh, nice. Nice,
yeah.
Nice,
no,
nice.
I didn't say Indian Ocean.
All you geographically challenged people.
I just said in the ocean.
I think Scott said Indian Ocean.
Yes. But yeah, and I've heard a lot of things about this part of the world, that the diving there is truly amazing. Is that true, Clay? What do you know?
Oh no, no,
it is truly amazing. I mean, it's a it's an absolutely beautiful place. It's actually the lowest country in the world. I think the average elevation is less than a couple feet. But it's got whale sharks. It's got it's known for its mantas as well.
Wait a minute,
beautiful reef diving.
This is the place where the government there put out that press release last year, said that we're going to be underwater because of global warming. So
a government cabinet meeting underwater.
Right.
On scuba gear.
So, I mean, it is like the ultimate dive destination.
Yeah.
Today and in the future.
Visit the Maldives now while you can.
Well, no, you'll still be able to visit in the future, and just everything will be underwater.
Well, and that's where divers will have the advantage.
Exactly.
I hope that's not in the imminent future.
Yeah, I think they got a few years, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll find a way to curb that whole thing.
Yeah, but we're really excited about it. I mean, Carpe Vita Explorer is going to be it's going to be an absolutely luxurious, beautiful boat, 20 passengers, 12 to 14 crew, and it's just we're real excited about it.
Now, how does this vessel compare with, like, the Humboldt Explorer?
And the Humboldt, it'll be, you know, it's a different type of boat. It's,
not named for
first
a squid.
Of all, wooden construction.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I've seen the pictures of it under construction are absolutely beautiful. Just the workmanship going into it is outstanding. Whereas the Humboldt is steel, it's you know, made for the longer crossings up to Darwin and Wolf, and probably just as luxurious, but different type of boat.
Okay, so this will have a little bit more of a classic feel to it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got pictures up on our website, or artists' renderings up on our website, as well as on our Facebook page. There's a beautiful, almost photorealistic picture of what it's going to look like. So
yeah, it looks beautiful, Clay.
It's really cool.
And what's the name of the boat again?
It's going to be called the Carpe Vita Explorer.
Carpe Vita,
which means seize life.
Sees life, yep.
Okay, I got half of it.
Very
right.
Nice. I thought that's what it meant. And you did not announce that you were cutting down trees to build a wooden boat on Earth Day, right?
No, we didn't, but they're being shipped in from, I think, Papua New Guinea.
They got plenty of trees. Screw them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, forests in the Maldives are not exactly synonymous,
no.
I don't believe. But.
Yeah, but the diving is truly amazing. Like I said, all kinds of marine life. Any particular type of critter that, you know, frequents that area, or is it just the diversity?
You said whale sharks.
Whale sharks and the mantas are one of the big attractions down there.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of little things, too, right?
Lots of little
Scott likes
stuff.
The little things.
Yeah.
Yep.
You seem to know a little bit too much about Scott.
I'm just saying.
Okay. But the new boat there in the Maldives will start sailing in 2011, right?
Yep, it'll be starting service at the end of February 2011, and Humboldt will be starting service. Actually, it's getting its final coat of paint over the next couple of days, and it's going into the water the end of next week.
Excellent.
So it's about ready to start. So yeah, exciting times.
Yeah, and you can book trips on the Galapagos.
Yep.
Humboldt Explorer starting in July, I believe, right? That's the
tentative we've got.
Plan.
We don't have any. We don't have too much space left. We do have space for, 2, 4, 6 here and there, various places during prime whale shark season in the Galapagos through the end of October, early November. So there's still time.
Absolutely, and all you got to do is go to exploreventures.com or call 1-800-322-3577.
Now, this Galapagos itinerary is the only itinerary that you have with penguins. Am I correct?
I think unless there's some populations that are grossly misplaced in other parts of the world, I think you're right.
Or you try to smuggle one in your shorts.
Yeah.
Through customs.
That would be okay then.
Yeah.
But actually, years ago we did see a manatee at Ceiba, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah
you never know. That's part of the adventure of going on any of these types of trips. Yeah. Hey, we could see some pretty strange things on our Turks and Caicos trip. July 31st through August 7th.
I'm counting on it,
I know, actually. We're going to have at least a mermaid, and that's worth the price of admission right there.
And there'll be a mermaid costume, and it may not always be attended, and I will be there.
I don't know what to think about that. Bill, the producer, is going to be on that trip. 1-800-322-3577 to book it now.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Is that a moray in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me as she looked down by my weight belt?
Did you see where
made me blush? Is that a moray in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? And I have to admit, I got excited a bit when she showed me her octopus.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer, Single Scott is with us as well today. He was down with me there in Key West last week. We'll delve into more of our adventures here in just a bit. But first, I just want to reiterate our little adventure there for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in the Turks and Caicos. You know, I mentioned Bill, the producer, is going to be on that trip. We are going to have a mermaid, Mermaid Tony from the Keys.
Oh, very nice.
And who's not going?
Everyone else.
That would include me.
Well, not necessarily. You can still go. No one said you can't go.
I thought I was banned from that boat.
No, not at all.
I think the year is up. Yeah.
The year is up.
The year suspension is up.
Statute of limitations.
I must tell you,
expired into the Turks and Caicos, and Single Scott is allowed back on.
Okay, so it's that.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
But hey, there's more though. There's more. This week we found out that Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network is going to join us for the week on that trip.
Very nice.
So that's July 31st through August 7th in the Turks and Caicos. That right there, I mean, we're talking about the big guy at Divers Alert Network. He is quite a character in his own right, but he's going to put on some seminars in the evening that, you know, about some of the Dan research topics that they deal with. He always has tons of surprises and information, and to be able to share the boat with him for a week and kind of be able to bend his ear a little bit and learn about, you know, some of the things that they're researching as far as, you know, for dive safety and dive research. It's going to be quite a treat to have him on the vessel for the week.
Good deal.
And you know, have him as a dive buddy.
And dive tips.
That's right. Yeah, he'll be able to share some dive tips with us right there in person. So it's going to be quite an adventure. Of course, we'll be doing the broadcast live from the boat that week. So you can participate in a Scuba Radio broadcast. And, of course, we have a tendency to, you know, to share the joy, to basically hook everybody up.
That's the way you put it. You bribe the people we share the boat with.
For putting up with our shenanigans, because we do our broadcasts. I mean, when we come on a live aboard trip like this, and that's why we call it a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, this is not your typical live aboard adventure. It's way more. I mean, even if we weren't on board on one of these Explore Adventures trips, you would have the trip of a lifetime. But when we throw in our little song and dance routine, I mean, you're talking about some nighttime entertainment that is truly a little bit off the beaten path of what comes along when these type of adventures, you know, make themselves available to you. But we make up for the distractions and things by hooking you up with some pretty cool stuff. And I got to tell you.
I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, I have some things in the works.
Really?
To give away to everybody who joins us on this trip in July, the end of July, first week of August, that they're going to be extremely happy.
They're actually going to turn a profit on this trip, aren't they?
They, you know what? They might. But, you know, you've been warned, and, you know, there's only so many spots available, about 20 spots available. There's already some of the spots, obviously, have already been spoken for. So if you are interested in the weeb, if you're just a little bit interested in joining us July 31st for a week in the Turks and Caicos on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard, I'm telling you, you better get to it. You better get on board, because you're going to be kicking yourself when you hear us talk about what everybody got on board. All the free stuff that we brought along for
people. I can't remember the last time we talked about everything either.
What do you mean?
You mentioned some of the stuff, but I don't think that you ever get through the whole list ever when we do one of these things.
Well, that's true. I don't.
There's a lot of things where, oh, yeah, well, I gave away a couple of regulators that I failed to mention. And
dive computers.
Dive computers.
And, of
cameras.
Course, yeah. I mean,
you forget stuff.
Yeah, I do. And then we have it on the boat, and then people are like, oh, my God, really? We get to keep this? And I'm like, what?
I don't want to take
it back.
I had to pay to get it here.
That's right. So make sure you take advantage of that. You've been warned. All you have to do is call up Explore Adventures and book it July 31st, Turks and Caicos, 1-800-322-3577. Now, that does apply, by the way, to the liveaboard trip, but also the other couple trips that we have as well. We're going to have some special surprises on Dominica when we're at Dive Fest July 9th through the 18th. And all you have to go to the website DominicaDiveFest.com. And of course, our Get Down in Grenada, which will be huge, August 22nd through the 30th, with our buddy the Scuba Cowboy is going to be there to perform. So some pretty cool trips. All the details are right there at ScubaRadio.com. Take advantage of them. Get the free stuff if you join us.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Last week, we were talking about the Norwood fundraiser going on in North Carolina with our friends from Divers Alert Network. James sent me some viewer mail, and he did say that, hey, Greg, he's been to two of the four Norwood fundraisers to date, planning to attend this year. Thought I'd send you some links of some photos from my trips with Olympus Dive Center there in North Carolina. I got them, James. You wanted to say thank you? It does look impressive. He sent me a really nice shot of a sand tiger shark. Okay. That is definitely something I want to see. He says, by the way, let's see. Last time I was down there, my water temp was low to mid 70s there last May. Even a warm water whoosh should be able to handle that. Hope you can make the event and bring Bill if he will keep his pants on.
Well, can't take him then.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Sorry. Yeah. And if not, maybe a mermaid or two. So we are.
And do you see this? This is where I start getting a little upset.
Why?
Start. If the mermaids come, no requisite that they keep their pants on.
Well, duh.
But for me, all these rules.
Yeah. Well, rules, laws, I think is really what we're talking about there, Bill. But it's, okay. What are you going to do?
All right.
But James, I'm with you. Take my
pants off and protest right now.
From Chestertown, Maryland, thank you so much for the email. And we hope to, I hope, there is a chance I'm going to come up there that week. I'm still working on some scheduling issues that we're having with our little adventure to Fiji. Hopefully within the next few days that's going to be resolved, and then I can make the final decision. Am I going to run up there for that Norwood fundraiser? You can get all the details at DiversAlertNetwork.org or OlympusDiving.com there in North Carolina.
Now, you keep talking about Fiji.
That.
For weeks you've been talking about this.
Yeah. Well, we're not planning to go till June, so.
Oh, like next month.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
but we haven't got our airline ticket secured yet, and that's what's holding us up on some other things. But hopefully within the next day or so that'll be resolved, and next Saturday we'll have an announcement about where we're going and what we're doing as far as that Norwood fundraiser and some of the West Coast dive shows.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mr. Hammond, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble. Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along to 1MC. The main valve is main fin.
Aye, sir. Pass me the word.
I want to feel alive, no way to drive, so I can dive. I want to dive today. I want to dive today. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's bad.
I want to dive today. I want to dive today. Yeah.
Jeff has sent me some viewer mail. Says, hey, is there any place or a link or something where I can get a copy of that I Want to Dive song? That one we just played again. Played that last week. And
yes.
Basically, the answer is no. Jeff,
thanks for addressing his concern.
He emailed me. I replied back with a copy just for him.
That was nice of you.
And I don't have a problem doing that. You hear something on the show, you need to be as specific as you can. I wasn't positive what particular element he was talking about at the time, but I figured it out, and I had a moment or two. So feel free to email us, info@scubaradio.com, anytime you hear something on the show and you want to... some direction or where to get it. Well, we'll hook you up if we can.
Greg takes PayPal.
I didn't even charge him.
Have you sold a lot of Kelly songs?
Ironically, no. I've had several requests not to play them, but that's a whole other story. By the way, he is in Canada, and he says,
oh, Canada.
You got to do a drift dive with us up here in Canada, speeding along at a couple knots in dark green water.
Oh, lovely.
The sea life is incredible. Even a warm water wuss like you might enjoy it. Well,
what is this with the calling you out on the cold water?
I don't know.
You are a self-admitted, as am I, warm water wuss. If the water is not coming up on 80 degrees, I don't want to get in the water.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the thing. I will add it to the list. I promise, Jeff. But ironically... the list keeps getting longer. There's places like Dominica that have a tendency to jump frog over your location there in Canada. And
jump frog.
Or leapfrog, yeah. Is that what I meant? Leapfrog.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's but a shame English isn't your primary language.
Well, Simon will back me up here. I think this applies to him too, doesn't it, Simon?
Yeah, down here in Dominica, we always say jump frog. You're right.
Thank you. After a kabooli or two. Yeah, Simon Walsh from the Dominica Water Sport Association and Island Dive, or Nature Islands Dive, is on Scuba Radio right now. And, do you consider yourself a warm water wuss, Simon, or what?
No, I consider myself a very well-educated, smart diver who doesn't go in cold water.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I hear you. I've tried that, but that doesn't seem to hold up in my case as much. But you know what? Let's just focus on Dive Fest. We're getting closer to this event in July. How's it shaping up on your end there on the island of Dominica?
Well, we're coming into that time, yes. So we're organizing. I just had a meeting last week with our sponsors for the Mermaids. So we have Jewelers International and Victorian Octopus Army back on as our main sponsor to make sure Scuba Radio and your Mermaids come down again. So that's all confirmed and in the bag now. So that's all good news.
Excellent.
I know I'm very confused, Simon. You say you're organizing things now. The event, Dominica Dive Fest, is not until July 9th through the 18th.
Right.
If we were in charge of this program and we were doing some organization this week, it would be like Thursday. That's when the event would be. So why are you doing work so far out in front?
No, I'm not really that well organized. I'm just trying to give that impression, actually.
Yeah. Okay. And basically, you wouldn't have a problem if somebody wanted to come out there Thursday and start a little early, I'm guessing, too. DominicaDiveFest.com. More with Simon next.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dominica. You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with Mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Brace yourself for immediate disintegration.
Oh, my.
Sometimes we act, sometimes it's night, sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's bright, sometimes we talk about it and plan the next dive, because it's all that we have on our mind. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, sometimes the reef colors explode, and then we talk about it on our scuba diving show. Scuba Radio.
Yes, that is our little show.
Scuba Radio.
And we got Simon on from Dominica. Nature Island Dive, that's your dive operation, right, Simon?
That's correct.
Now, let's, you know, obviously we're talking about Dive Fest in July. You can go to DominicaDiveFest.com for all the details, all the specials, package prices, all kinds of great stuff is right there on the website. And I encourage you to get there and book it today. But let's talk about some of the diving there, Simon, because you know, I get distracted sometimes just focusing in on Dive Fest, and I really want people to know about some of the diving that you have there available on off the coast of Dominica. I mean, topside, spectacular. Underwater, though, I think it's one of the most underrated places, or off the
radar. Not
off
when
the
I talk
radar.
To Simon. Well, he does not consider it underrated at all.
But that he knows. He lives there.
He does not
there.
Underrate it.
He knows, and that's the whole thing. We need to get more people aware of what you guys have to offer underwater. Right, Simon?
Yeah, well, as you know, the reason, I wouldn't say it's underrated. It's just kind of an unknown destination because
right.
It's a little bit harder to get down here, you know. So people like to get places really quickly and easily, and of course, they'll make their decisions based on accessibility, but
right.
When you consider the type of diving that we have down here is so the reefs are so healthy and the colors are so vibrant, and you know, we got critters, we got very very healthy reefs and fish populations and absolutely amazing things, as you know, for photography, but you know, it's just a little bit harder to get to, so it's not a mass tourism destination, which to me it would be, I'm the kind of person, it would be my first choice because the quality of diving is so good. It's not that hard to get to. I mean, it's just you have to change flights and you have to change planes in Puerto Rico.
Right.
And so it's really in your backyard. It's just a little bit harder to get to than some of our surrounding destinations. So it's unknown, undiscovered, absolutely fantastic. And as you said, our topside is so brilliant that we sort of have a hard time convincing people that our underwater is the main reason you're coming here.
Well,
because
that's
a lot
true.
Of times we kind of talk about our waterfalls and our rainforests, and we almost forget, well, yeah, of course, our diving is
well. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's unspoiled, and like I said, it's a little bit harder to get to than some of the islands, but that's part of the adventure, part of the whole feel you get when you get to this island, because yeah, you know, it's the most volcanic island in the world, supposedly. I don't
except
know,
for Iceland right now.
Well, maybe, yeah, yeah, but what, 7 or 10 active volcanoes or something
that? We have more volcanoes in Iceland. We just don't have one that's going off.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, and but that creates this whole tropical vibe, rainforest and hot springs, sulfur springs. I mean, you talk about surface intervals; they just don't get any better than this. This is the stuff that you watch and see on the Travel Channel or Discovery Channel. And you watch these things like, oh man, I want to go to that secluded beach area. This is what they have in Dominica. That's what's so amazing about this place. But underwater, you're right. When we did those dives, and I haven't had a ton of experience diving yet in Dominica. We did a few last year, but still not nearly. I still believe we've just scratched the surface because we only went out and did probably, I don't know, two, maybe two full days of diving because we were running around doing a bunch of little promotional events last time. And I know there's like, how many sites do you visit just with your dive operation alone?
Over 20 sites, you know, and somebody is so rich that, you know, you tie on one mooring and you go off in one direction and you're on a wall and you just turn 90 degrees and go in another direction and you're on a pinnacle with a couple of walls or three or four pinnacles. You go in another direction, you're going through the volcanic wall into the inside of the volcano, and you go in another direction, you're going up into kind of a sand flats with coral reefs with a whole different feel to it. So it's such a rich, some of the areas, especially where the Atlantic and Caribbean are right there, they're so rich that you're right, we could take you there and somebody might say, oh, but we were on this mooring yesterday. I just did a presentation for Earth Day at the school here, and they asked me how many days I've spent underwater. So I kind of took the calculator here, and I sort of went, well, about 208 days underwater in Dominica. And wow. And somebody said, wow, you must be bored. I said, are you crazy? Our reefs are so different every day. You can never get bored down there.
Yeah, and for a Caribbean reef, it is very, very vibrant on the colors, more than I've seen in other, you know, Caribbean destinations. And I love Caribbean diving.
I remember the first dive I ever took here. That was the thing that, having dove in the Caribbean, that the thing that just jumped out at me was the color.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I love, though, Greg, is how everybody that comes to this island, no matter how experienced a diver or a traveler or whatever, an ecotourist, everybody that comes here ends up falling in love with Dominica,
yeah,
without exception. I don't care who you are. Everybody just leaves this island feeling like they've made a connection.
Well, you know, I've had my runs around the world here doing this little show for 13 plus years, but there's no question I'm one of those people because, you know, we went there, what, about, you know, it's been 2 years, I think, was our first visit to Dominica. And it is. It's definitely in the top five of all the places I've been.
And I remember seeing the look in Angela's face from when we said, you're coming back to Dominica, your mermaid there. She was so happy to be coming back.
Yeah, she calls me all the time, just bugs the crap. When are we going? When are we going? When are we going back? When are we going back? When are we going back? Yeah, it won't be soon enough. I promise you that. And, you know, Dive Fest, once again, July 9th through the 18th. All you have to do is go to DominicaDiveFest.com, get all the information you need right there to book your special packages. There's a lot of special events. Of course, there'll be Scuba Radio Mermaids, parties, Kabuli, which is the local flavored beer, which is worth the price of admission right there.
About how many people come out for Dive Fest?
Well, you know, that's a funny thing. It's not one of these festivals that have really sort of where we get lots and lots of people coming down. It's a very, as you know, a lot of the events are kind of local events.
Yeah.
And so when you come down here, it's not a time where you really feel, if it's a dive festival, there must be hundreds and hundreds of people. We worked out once that if all of the members of the Water Sports Association put all our boats together, we could probably handle something like 150 divers a day. So we're a small destination. We don't have big boats.
But that's the most fun. That's the most fun when you're not in a huge crowd.
And July is a great time. The seas are flat calm. The diving conditions are excellent. It's a great time of year to come down. But it's not a thing where you're going to be overrun with people. I mean, really, you know, what do you think, Greg? Sometimes on the bus we've got, you know, 10, 15 people. That's about it.
That's right. That's all you need. Nice crew of people and a lot of locals from the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
gotta, get down, get down, gotta, get down, gotta, get down, gotta, get down, get down, gotta, 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 get down, gotta, 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 get down, get down, gotta, get down, get down, gotta, get down.
So we're talking about our adventures in Dominica. Single Scott with me in the studio, and just said, hey man, you remember some of those dives we did last year? We were down there, some of the best shore diving we've ever experienced. You're so right. Absolutely. Right there off the coast. I remember swimming in that school of squid.
School of squid?
Yeah.
I mean, the shore dive, I mean, normally shore dives are kind of a step down, and there they weren't. I mean, they were amazing.
Yeah. I mean, all the sites we went to were great. We just didn't get to dive enough. And this time when we head back down there for Dive Fest, I think we're going to adjust the schedule.
Well, with all the black sand beaches and the
Champagne Reef,
and the volcanic waterfalls activity
creates these bubbles up from the ocean floor. Bill, you should see this.
The hot pools.
You should be there.
Thanks.
You know, he said they have approved the mermaid.
Yes.
Mermaid. So maybe we could get them to fund you
mermaid. Nice. That would be nice. I am quite stunning when half-dressed. I have had people look at me agape for hours.
Okay, I think you just blew that deal. if they're listening, I think you pretty much sealed the fate on that possibility.
Oh, poo.
Yeah. So,
remember for next year.
Once again, DominicaDiveFest.com. Go there. Book your trip. Join us. Now we know for sure we're going to have some mermaids. We've always known that, actually. It was just a matter of working out the details.
We wouldn't go without
Jewelers
mermaids.
International. Yeah, well, actually,
you wouldn't be invited without mermaids.
Yeah, mermaids. You know, it's a little added bonus they get when they're sponsored by a jewelry company.
Interesting.
Yeah. This is one of the most in demand mermaid trips that we offer, and you can imagine because they are sponsored by International
Jewelers.
Or Jewelers International, I should say. So nice folks down there, and they know what piques the interest of our mermaids.
Yeah, and I suppose what piques the interest of the Dominican residents.
Yeah, well, you know,
mermaids.
You know what? No matter where we go, it's like music. It's a universal language. Mermaids are kind of in that same category. Whether we're in Fiji, Dominica, Turks and Caicos.
I like the open bar at the jewelry store opening.
Okay, the open bar. Yeah, the mermaids are always welcome with open arms.
That must have been before they really knew the mermaids.
What do you mean?
That they had an open bar.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Good point. They're keeping those booze companies in business and doing their part to help the economy in that sense. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.